Hare Krishna, we're just in the midst of our Sankirtan festival. There's a drama going on, and I came up to take care of Radha Damodar. We had a nice kirtan, 2-hour kirtan to start, and the class, and after that, the Budapest Gurukul children. Chanted Nadia Godur Manichananda Mahajan, and then after the drama we'll continue with the scores and the stories and the video and the feast and Hare Krishna. For class I was reading from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. No, not really reading, I was just paraphrasing. Gop Kumar's return to Goloka Vrindavan. And it was very interesting how he describes how he was following the instructions of I think Nard in Vrindavan, having achieved perfectional stage and engaging in bhajan, in mood of separation, in prema. Not perfection in the sense that not yet achieved shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, but had already cultivated and attained love for Krishna. And when experiencing his varied ecstasies of separation, Krishna finally revealed himself to him, and which really place Gop Kumar in a great ocean of transcendental joy. But then invariably Krishna disappeared, and when Krishna disappeared from view, Gop Kumar became unconscious, and in his unconscious state he somehow or another fell into the river Jamuna. When he of course it's not described in great detail, but one could well imagine how, from the point of view of non-devotees, materialists, it looked like here's an unfortunate devotee who somehow or another drowned and left his world. But Gop Kumar gives another perspective. He gives his own experience of how he was transported faster than by any other vehicle than he'd been transported before to Goloka Vrindavan, and his experience of when he reached Goloka Vrindavan, which was, it was stunning in the sense that Mathura and Vrindavan looked just like what he'd experienced here on earth. But then he says, but if one actually studied things closely, in other words, if one was not overwhelmed by ecstasy, but used the rationality of the spiritual mind, then one could see that it was a very, very special and unique place, which was overflooded with something that was not existent anywhere else in Vaikuntha, not to speak of any other realm. And that was this extraordinary sweetness. And in the people that he meets, one of the things Gop Kumar says is that their effect on him was that he experienced, just by seeing them, he experienced their prema for Krishna. And he gives these type of contrasting statements that he didn't know whether they were enjoying the greatest pleasure or the greatest misery, and whether they were feeling great happiness or great sorrow. It was such a contrasting situation because they were absorbed in the mood of separation from Krishna. Krishna was out in the pasture. And finally, that was what Gop Kumar was able to extract that information from one of the Vrijbasis. In other words, he could get them to leave their state of ecstasy and to relate and communicate with him. And they pointed out to him from where Krishna would be coming, and sure enough, Krishna did come. And when Krishna came, in this wonderful description of Krishna returning home with the cowherd boys and Krishna's appearance, and finally Krishna spots Gop Kumar, and when he spots Gop Kumar, he embraces him, and ultimately both of them fall into ecstasy. There's no real verbal exchange between them. This is what going back home, back to Godhead, meant. But then I read, and I'm just going to read a few verses from an earlier encounter, which more expresses Krishna's feelings towards us. Krishna's feelings towards us as we're wandering around here in the material world. Krishna himself was too much ecstasy to be able to express that, so he just fainted along with Gop Kumar. But when Gop Kumar first entered Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan, who is much more restrained and doesn't exhibit those ecstatic symptoms, he expressed his feelings to Gop Kumar, which are quite stunning, because they show the unique separation that the Lord experiences from us. Ultimately, it's to do with us as well. So when finally he was given entrance into Vaikuntha and brought before Lord Narayan, first Gop Kumar started to call out Gopal, dance and sing, and he was very ecstatic. But once he was somewhat pacified, then Lord Narayan welcomed him. And he said just that. He said, Swagatam, Swagatam, Vatsa, my son. He says, welcome, welcome. So he says, my dear boy, I'm fortunate, most fortunate to meet you here. For so long I have been eager to see you. My dear friend, you have passed many lifetimes without paying any attention to me at all. For so long, hope had me dancing like a fool, thinking, perhaps in this lifetime, or this, or this, or this, he will finally turn his face towards me. This is Krishna speaking. But I could find no pretext on which to bring you to my abode, dear brother, and still follow the timeless laws that I myself have created. So Lord Narayan said, well, I created the process of devotional service by which to attain me, so I couldn't really transgress those and just bring you back without your even doing anything. But, he said, you showed me no mercy, and as I considered this, I grew impatient, full of anxiety to receive your favor. So I transgressed my eternal code of conduct, and I arranged for you to take your current birth. In other words, the Lord made an arrangement, a special arrangement, so that Gop Kumar would take to devotional service, and really that's what Brihad Bhagavatamrita is all about, how Gop Kumar learns the process of Navanga Bhakti and applies it, and then goes back to Godhead. But the Lord made a special arrangement. And what was that special arrangement? He says, dear boy, In that divine district of Govardhan, my most beloved abode, I myself became your guru, known by the name Jayanta. So here, two things happen. Number one is that Gop Kumar, whoever he was in earlier birth, he now became a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. So he got a very, very special birth, although Suchinam Srimatam, although that's usually done because someone's already a practitioner, but here, even without being a practitioner, Gop Kumar got that birth. And the Lord himself personally became his guru. Then he says, today you have at last fulfilled the desire I have harbored for so long. Please nourish your happiness and mine by staying here forever. So, for me, it reminded the our good fortune. May have not performed any devotional service in a past life, but somehow or another, feeling so much anxiety and frustration at our staying distance, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give us the process of devotional service. And even more than that, Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada to redeem us. Now we'll just read another part. This is about how Gop Kumar, whose name is now Sarup, in the family of Sridham, or Srimati Radharani, how he comes to speak this Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and how he comes to this material world. So he says, early this morning, Sri Radhika Devi herself came and ordered me, Sarup, a Brahmin from my Mathura, who is my devotee, is coming to my grove. Go there alone, the first thing today, enlighten him with good instruction, console him, and help him quickly attain Krishna's grace. And then he says, on her instruction, I swiftly came here overjoyed without even a thought about missing the enjoyment of Krishna's company. So here is how Srimati Radharani orders Gop Kumar to come back to the material world to save this Sharma Brahman bring him back to her. In one sense, Krishna was feeling that separation, and Krishna made arrangement for Gop Kumar. Here Srimati Radharani is making arrangement for to bring her devotee back to her. And that's another special arrangement, obviously. And although he was a Brahmana, he was not very learned, he did not know about devotional service. So, 5th, and Srila Prabhupada also attested to the fact that Krishna had also sent him to come into this world, write these books, also in that way give his association to us, as well as his Krishna consciousness movement, by which we can also be delivered. Special act of grace. And so, like Gop Kumar, one day we may fall into the Jamuna, we'll certainly go somewhere into either a funeral pyre or leave this world in some way, and to the eyes of non-devotees or even to devotees, they may think he's passed away, and that will be their experience, but our experience will be to return back to Krishna, because Krishna and Srimati Radharani have so kindly made all of these extraordinary arrangements in order to entice us to come back to their abode of sweetness. Hare Krishna.